Welcome to Swiftly Spoken, a fan-made Taylor Swift podcast in which we break down her lyrics, deep dive into full album retrospectives, and theorise about what may be coming next. As always, we are your hosts, Lisa and Cameron, and with the Tortured Poets Department coming next week, and in the wake of our last episode, we're going to be diving into the hidden messages Taylor may have wanted to convey in her five new Apple playlists. We'll also be giving our final thoughts and theories before the album release. In our last episode, we made an all-encompassing 13-song playlist, which included tracks we thought would be helpful to set the scene for Taylor's upcoming 11th studio album. Last week, Taylor decided to collaborate with Apple Music in order to do something very similar, to be honest with you. She released five carefully crafted playlists that act as promotional material for the Tortured Poets Department, basically. And they're the result of fan theories and interactions, really. It was the conversation between fans creating theories about what Taylor has put out. Taylor obviously saw it and decided to lean into it, really. Which is funny because a couple of episodes ago, we did kind of like refute and even laugh about the five stages of grief theory. We were like, no, we don't subscribe to this.
Don't be ridiculous.
Don't be another Lover House.
This is just, exactly, this is Lover House all over. And it is. It literally
in a way,
is. Because the Lover House, it was like the Lover House was legit, but then the Folklore Evermore stuff was just a coincidence, but now it is then canon as such,
right?
And now the five five theories of grief, stages of grief, whatever, were a theory, and then now they are canon. It's just like, no, don't give Swifties
the power. Don't give them the power.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but yes. It is fun to see how Taylor does
it's a cool theory.
Yeah,
like,
she's been
annoying,
inspired by
but
it.
But it's also kind of cool.
It's nice. It's like we've collaborated together in a way. So it's not, it wasn't always real. It's that Taylor seems to have taken a liking to it and decided to incorporate some of the lyrics she's already teased into these five playlists, which correspond to what her and Taylor Nation have been describing more so as the five stages of heartbreak, which again very much sets the scene as to what this album is going to be about, which I do feel, even though we have to admit that we were a bit wrong about that, I do feel vindicated as towards our playlist from last week, because honestly we were doing this before she was doing it.
Taylor stole our idea. She totally stole our idea.
Taylor, if you're a fan, let us know.
We were creating playlists way before. Yeah, we were on it. We were a week ahead.
Yeah, so that's fun to think about. But either way, it's interesting to see that, you know, sometimes we hate some things, or we think, nah, this can't be, and then we're very, very, very wrong. And this is one of those things that it's fun to go back and see what we get right and what we get wrong. But either way, we're going to be going through all of these playlists and talking about some of her selections. We have to keep in mind before we do go through them that these playlists do not include anything from Reputation and Debut, because Taylor's version doesn't exist for these two albums, so she doesn't really want people streaming them. That's basically why the songs aren't there. So that's kind of sad, because I do think that we could have got some very, very interesting selections. And again, it would have overlapped quite a bit with our selections. Even so, I think they're really well compiled playlists. You mentioned that to me as well.
Yes.
You was like, these are really solid. And I completely agree with you.
Yeah, they are really, really solid. Like, in comparison to the Pen playlist, which obviously we went through and kind of rejigged a bit because we weren't maybe the biggest fans of some of the songs that were featured, and they didn't really make sense. And even some of the chapters have been a bit kind of clunky in the songs that have been added, and it's sometimes like, have you just added that to get that one more streams? Like, is that really part of that chapter? And then sometimes they'd be like, yeah, this totally makes sense, and then there'd be a rogue one again. So they always felt slightly like, are these generally because there's a genuine interest to just categorize songs, or because it just helps with streaming? And I think it always came across as helping with streaming rather than being a genuine, this is an interesting analogy of these songs. Whereas these, on the other hand, feel like the total opposite. These feel very well thought out, very solid, very strong theme, and the songs that are in them, you're like, yes, totally get it. And I think what would be really interesting is if Reputation, or obviously Debut as well, but especially Reputation, if it did have a Taylor's version, I think you'll find it would be littered throughout all of these playlists.
Oh, yeah,
I would love
you to
have seen where Rep would have fitted in with these. So it's a shame, but they're solid enough as they are. No complaints at all.
Yeah, I completely agree. Yeah. So the first playlist that we have is the Denial playlist, and we have the lyric Alongside it is I Love You Is Ruining My Life, which is a lyric that we've already discussed previously. And Taylor basically mentioned that this is a list of songs about getting so caught up in the idea of something that you have a hard time seeing the red flags, possibly resulting in moments of denial and maybe a little bit of delusion. This is like the first stage. And these songs, there's been a lot of debate.
Oh, she was not holding back. Yeah. Bloody hell.
These songs lit the internet ablaze, basically. And one thing that we did want to do as we go through these playlists is mention which album is the most featured in each playlist, because I think that paints a very vivid tale as well. And in Denial, the album that we have the most of is Midnights.
The Midnights being the heavily featured one, and some of the other songs we'll get into also being featured, it's just like, oh, okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We are totally rewriting your narrative on some of these songs. Like, okay, you know.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people have reacted to that in very different ways. Some people are even a bit offended, but just because, listen, you can live a situation and feel very happy about a certain situation at that point in time, but that doesn't mean that feeling is stagnant forever. Then you can live through other things that make you look back at a situation and say, oh, no, actually, that wasn't as good as I thought it was, or it wasn't how I imagined it or how I painted it out to be. And that's absolutely fine. It doesn't mean that there wasn't still good moments within those other not so good parts, basically. So yes, Lover is still a love song. However, from this perspective, things have changed.
Definitely. And I think also, even with the Eras Tour, Taylor literally said, like, you know, these songs were once about my life, but when you think of these songs and you hear them out and about in the world, I want you to think about, obviously, tonight and the memories we made. So it's like, they have other meanings and different meanings for not only listeners, but also Taylor herself.
Yeah, and
but
of course...
let's get into it, because this is a hefty one.
Yeah.
This is a good one.
So the songs that we have on this playlist are Lavender Haze, Snow on the Beach, Sweet Nothing, Glitch, Betty, Willow, Cruel Summer, Lover, Miss Americana, False God, Style, Wildest Dreams, Treacherous, Untouchable, That's When, Ours, Superman, and Bejeweled. The picture this playlist paints is... it's hefty, like you said.
It's full on. I think the most, like, kind of intense one is the one that it opens with.
Oh,
like,
God, yeah.
Where you hear Taylor, when you listen to the little voice memo, it's like, moments of denial, and then you open with Lavender Haze.
Wow.
It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so again...
like, you're setting it very straight.
We kind of have to be like, oh, maybe we were a bit wrong, because we're like, of course she's not gaslighting herself. Well, maybe she was.
Maybe she was a little bit.
Lavender Haze is a very complex song, and I think it must be excruciating for her to have to perform every night as well, especially given circumstances. It's an interesting song, because obviously there is an earnest, even naive kind of feeling to it of like, no, I just want to stay in this moment with you because I love you. But obviously, with hindsight, it's like, gosh, yeah, I was forcing that feeling upon myself when really perhaps I wanted other things. Yeah. Oh, it's a hard one.
Yeah, she was being delusional, so it does technically work. Like you said, that kind of haze isn't going to last forever. You're being delusional thinking that you can just sit in this moment forever because time moves, situations happen. Mm-hmm. So yeah, unfortunately, it does fit, but it is also like, whoa.
It's devastating.
There's no holding back.
Yeah, she really came for our necks. Any other ones that were really striking to you?
I think Sweet Nothing. I think obviously with the recent recontextualizing of that song about like Paul McCartney and stuff, that also was a little bit like, oh, okay, this is also maybe trying to gaslight yourself and being like, oh no, like I want this. And obviously that wasn't the case. That was quite a hefty one.
It's been very interesting over the last few years how Taylor has, in many of her conversations with other famous artists and especially songwriters or people who have had songs written about them, how she's tried to reach out to these famous people and kind of like seen their perspective of their relationship. How did your partner deal with it? How did you deal with it? Almost like she was searching for the answers somehow. And that's why Sweet Nothing being on this list, you know, and the Paul McCartney kind of relation to it and how they kind of discuss that, you know, how did your relationship suffer or flourish within writing about things that you were living through? And I think that might be an interesting theme that we might get a little glimpse into on the Torture Poets Department. At least, I hope so, anyway.
And I think definitely the ones that kind of sent everyone crazy was obviously the Lover songs. Oof. Cruel Summer, the song Lover, Miss Americana, False God, literally all the ones that are about kind of like... Cruel Summer, not so much so, because Cruel Summer is slightly delusional, isn't it? It's kind of like it's new and it's all very... It's all kind of like on the fence.
I guess Cruel Summer is very much like Snow on the Beach, where you're revisiting that very beginning moment and thinking...
Yeah. Yes.
You know, a lot of questions, a lot of doubts. This is something that we've gone through. Like, a lot of these songs are very anxiety driven. Can I go where you go? Is that okay? I love you. Yes. I know it's the worst thing you've ever heard. Is that okay? So I guess, you know, some of these are a bit like the denial of, was I actually secure and safe from the start, or were things, you know, a bit sketchier than they may have seemed?
Definitely.
False God, we think, might get away with it.
Yes, but they didn't. I was just about to say that False God was also a bit like, whoa.
Betty being in here as well, oh, it's telling, isn't it?
Yes, it is very telling. And I think Willow as well, Glitch, oh, literally all of them.
Yeah,
like, all of those like post lover ones are just like, what the hell. I think the kind of pre-lover ones are also really interesting, and I think they're really good. Maybe not as like telling, but just I think they do fit, like Style, definitely. Wildest Dreams, 100%.
Yeah, this is something I was going to mention to you, to ask you about. How did you feel about some of the inclusions from her previous work? Because obviously we can make a lot of theories, or can think about a lot of different connections between the latter works because they are more recent. But obviously she's also using some of her previous from 1989, and previous, obviously, again, Reputation isn't there, the re-recorded songs. And it's interesting how, like you said, I personally think that she's done a really good job with them, but how did you feel about them? Because obviously they don't fit perhaps the storyline, shall we say, you know, with a lot of quotation marks around it as well. So like Style, for example, I thought was a brilliant one, to be honest with you.
Yes, definitely. I think all of them, and I think That's When as well, because That's When's kind of like about, well, the kind of Taylor's version is about basically someone in the relationship is like, I need space. And the other one's like, that's fine, give me the space. And maybe, like, I'm more than happy to. And maybe that is being delusional of like, actually, I don't really want to, but I'm kind of having to, you know? So I think That's When was a really good inclusion. Ours, I think, was kind of hit a bit hard. Again, as I was like, oh, like, that is also a bit of a kind of, you know what I mean? That's like the lover of Speak Now, isn't it?
It is. It is a bit like all these love songs, but then you look back and perhaps the love wasn't really
what it seemed. But they are delusional, yeah.
Exactly, like exactly, Superman. Yeah. It's so romantic and so, don't forget about me, but it is a bit delusional. Like, yeah, no, he's not coming back for you, love. No, move on.
I can't lie. The only one that maybe I'm a bit so-so about, Bejeweled for me would go on the I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, and we'll get into it, but basically it's about like we lose things to gain things, where it's like, I miss you, but I miss sparkling.
True.
I feel
true.
Like that fits that.
I guess.
Like, I don't think there's maybe denial in there.
I guess maybe because it was a feeling that she was feeling for some aspects of her life, but perhaps not all of them. I know this is being extremely like going really deep into like the confines of reading between the lines and being a little bit parasocial, so I don't want to go too far into it, but I think that's the only reason, because I also agree, and also the way it's tacked on to the end of the playlist, whereas all of the other Midnight songs are at the beginning
kind of with their
this one
albums,
so that's an interesting thought.
Maybe you're right, it's more like she actually was being delusional in thinking that she was bejeweled and she was ready to just be like, I miss you, I miss, but maybe that was more
whereas
I was taking the literal meaning of bejeweled. Doesn't
I think
seem
it could have easily have fit in the other one as well, depending on which angle you look at it from.
Yeah, definitely. But other than that, I think pretty solid playlist. This was the one that everyone was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This was the kind of one that sent everyone crazy.
Next up, we have the Anger playlist, which Taylor has christened You Don't Get to Tell Me About Sad. She said about these songs that she wrote them all while feeling anger. Over the years, she said that she learned that anger can manifest itself in a lot of different ways, but the healthiest way that she can manifest it in her life was when she could write a song about it, because oftentimes that helped her to get past it. Interestingly enough, the album that most appears on this playlist is Red.
Yes, which initially you're like, huh, anger, Red? But then when you think about it, like her description of writing a song about it and helping you get past a feeling, Red is about a heartbreak, and obviously one of the emotions of heartbreak is anger, and therefore these songs helped her get over heartbreak. So it makes total sense, I think, really.
Yeah, and also Red being like literally the color red is very much related to those kind of feelings as well. And again, that was what back in the day she'd kind of described the album as. This is an album about red feelings, which can also be like the passionate feelings, but again, red is very much
anger, danger,
it is
stop
exactly. Yeah, so it makes sense. Again, I love that we're getting this main album in each of these playlists, which is really interesting.
The songs featured in this playlist are Vigilante Shit, High Infidelity, Would Have, Could Have, Should Have, Exile, Illicit Affairs, Mad Woman, Tolerate It, Bad Blood, Is It Over Now, I Knew You Were Trouble, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, The Last Time, The Moment I Knew, Babe, I Bet You Think About Me, Dear John, Better Than Revenge, Tell Me Why, You're Not Sorry, Forever and Always, and Mr. Perfectly Fine.
We got some good songs on this playlist.
Yes, this is a solid playlist. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a very, very good playlist. And this, again, like, there's not really one that seems out of place. Like, no, all of them.
I'm very happy with this playlist. Honestly, this is the kind of playlist that you want to put on and just, like, kind of, like, scream and and just like kind of let it all out. Very cathartic as well,
yeah,
but in a different way than perhaps other types of catharsis that we'll see in other playlists. Definitely, it just makes you feel like powerful but also ruthless with some of the lyricism.
Exactly. And I think also it kind of has like the different stages of anger, which is just genuine, just anger, like so annoyed, Better Than Revenge, Vigilante Shit. And then also like the kind of like slightly heartbroken anger, like I Knew Trouble, or The Last Time, or The Moment I Knew.
Exile.
Like, so I think it's very well rounded. Exile, yeah. Perfect example. And then also just like the kind of teenage just angst and annoyance of like Mr. Perfectly Fine, Forever and Always, Tell Me Why. I think it's perfect.
No, oh, you're so right. She explored all of the different kinds of anger. And honestly, I do very much believe her when she said I was angry while I was writing these songs, be it for one reason or another. Yeah. And oh, I love that. We've got a lot of fun songs on here. Obviously, there's Vigilante Shit. Obviously, we've got Mad Woman. It explores all different, like you said, all different facets of anger. And I really love that. Some of my ones that I really love being on here, obviously High Infidelity, love that song. I love that Would Have Could Have Should Have, because you know that bridge part. Also Would Have Could Have Should Have, she does not take a breath during that whole song. She just goes from one thing to another, and you can feel the build-up of anger and frustration, and she lets it all out. Is It Over Now? I at first I was like, really? And then I was like, yeah, did you think I didn't see you? There were flashing lights. It's so good.
And again, that song kind of has this like annoyance. It's almost like an annoyance of anger. Like,
again, she doesn't shut up like, through the whole song. She's just like, come on.
Yeah, I was initially the same with that one. I was like, and then like you said, I kind of listened to it and thought, yeah, that makes total sense. I think that there's not really much to say. This playlist is pretty solid.
Definitely.
I think the picks are perfect. Like, top two favorite out of these, if not my favorite. There's kind of two that are like mine.
Okay.
For favorite.
I wasn't thinking this one was going to be your favorite. We'll get to that, I think.
I just think as a playlist,
it's
this
very
is like
solid.
Perfect.
Babe is there. Yeah. I Bet You Think About Me, which is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, Better Than Revenge.
Dear John
Tolerate
is there.
It.
Oh, good song.
It's just, it's solid. It's a proper solid playlist. You know, you've got like a bit of pop, you've got some folk, you've got some country. Perfect. You've got it all. I think this playlist, if you're annoyed, this is the one to go to.
Definitely. I think she explores it all very well. Yeah. Next up, we have the bargaining playlist. Am I allowed to cry? ? I love that. I love that she put the question on the bargaining one, because obviously bargaining is a moment where, as she puts it herself, basically you make deals with yourself or someone you care about. You're trying to make things better. You're oftentimes feeling really desperate, because oftentimes we have a sort of gut intuition that tells us things are not going to go the way that we hope, which make us more desperate, so which makes us bargain more, searching for solutions where sometimes there just isn't any, right? And the album that appears the most, this is absolutely devastational, really. Lover.
Yeah.
The songs on this playlist are The Great War, This Is Me Trying, Peace, The Archer, Cornelia Street, Death by a Thousand Cuts, Soon You'll Get Better, Afterglow, I Wish You Would, Say Don't Go, Come Back Be Here, Better Man, The Story of Us, Haunted, Come In With The Rain, If This Was a Movie, and Renegade. When I saw this song.
Yes.
When I saw this song, I was like screaming. I was like, we have to talk about this, Cameron and I, because Renegade was one of the songs that we really wanted to highlight on our playlist. And to see it here, I was like, yes, she remembered it. Bring that back.
To see so many of them here, like Peace.
Yeah.
Like Renegade.
The Great War.
Like, there's a couple. Or
Cornelia
the Great
Street.
War. Like, these are ones, Cornelia Street. You know, these are ones that we have mentioned, and they're like, these are very important. So it's just, this, when I saw Renegade, I was the same. I was like, oh my God, like, that is very specific. And this is when I realized that these were very well created, and they weren't just pulling songs off her albums, because they were pulling, you know, that isn't technically a Taylor Swift song. It's technically a big Red Machine song that she's featured on. So that was, I was really like, okay, there's been some thought behind this.
Oh, yeah.
They're not just, it's not just someone on the team going, yeah, that sounds all right. Like, these are definitely well created. And I was very, very happy to see Renegade featured, I can't lie.
So these songs are under the banner of Bargaining. And it's interesting because a lot of these songs do kind of depict the story of a bargain, of a trade-off of, okay, so I can't give you peace, but I'd give you my child, I'd give you my wild, give you the silence that you need, you know, like,
yeah,
it is true. In that, like, one, for example, in the Great War, it's, okay, I'll tear the banners down, and this is me trying, okay, I'll put whatever aside and tell you what I need to tell you instead of having a drink or whatever. In Cornelia Street, it's cat and mouse. It is the story of cat and mouse and finally reaching.
Playing games, like, and and even like the question of, like, you know, a rent a place on Cornelia Street, I say casually in the car, it's kind of like, how is this going to land? Like, it's, you know, it's all about questions, isn't it? Like with the archer, like, you know, you could stay, and like, who would stay? Who would stay?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Oh, Afterglow. I'm so glad Afterglow is here.
Yes.
Because it is it's all me. I'm sorry. I'm the one, you know, it was all in my head. So please, like, it is. It's this constant, desperation, as she puts it. Say don't go. Oh, I say I love you, you say nothing back.
Yes. Come Back, Be Here. Oh, all of them. It's just, they are just so good. Like, Come Back, Be Here. If this was a movie, Come In With the Rain, like, literally begging someone, like, just come back. Or Haunted, like, what's happened? Like,
yeah, I know you're not gone. You can't
Story
be gone.
Story of Us.
Some of these,
the bridge of Story of Us makes so much sense. And then even with Better Man, like, you know, basically it's like, I would still be with you if you were just a better man. Like, that's all you have to do.
That's the bargain.
Be a decent person.
And then, of course, we reached that cherry on top with Renegade. And if you want to hear our thoughts about that, then definitely please check out our previous episode in which we discussed those 13 songs, because we really highlighted that one, like we said.
So the next playlist is Depression. So the tagline is Old Habits Die Screaming. And basically Taylor said that she was kind of exploring the feelings of depression that often lace their way through her songs. So in times like these, she says that she'll write a song because she feels lonely or hopeless. Writing a song feels like the only way that she can process that intensity of an emotion. And while these things are really, really hard to go through, these are the types of songs that kind of deal with, like, loss and hopelessness. Those are the ones that she goes to kind of close and get past that feeling of depression. So as we've kind of been pointing out, the certain album that has the most featured songs, this one interestingly has a tie. So it's a tie between Folklore, Evermore and Midnights. So the songs that are featured then quickly are Bigger Than the Whole Sky, Dear Reader, Maroon, You're Losing Me, My Tears Ricochet, Epiphany, Hoax, Champagne Problems, Coney Island, Right Where You Left Me, Nothing New, All Too Well, Forever Winter, We Were Happy, Last Kiss, Castles Crumbling, Carolina, and White Horse.
It's a hard one, this one, isn't it? It's a tough one to get through.
Yeah,
even.
This is,
it's got some heavy.
A hefty old, this is a heavy old playlist. And yeah, in comparison to the last one, that kind of would be one that I will most likely probably revisit quite a bit. This is like, this is a hefty one, like, to kind of get through. Again, perfect picks though, I can't lie.
Oh yeah, and it's all different types of sadness or loneliness or hopelessness, as she said, exploring very, very much different types of feeling that low, basically, for different reasons. Interesting picks from Midnights, with Maroon being there, which is gives, I mean, obviously Maroon is not a happy song, but it just for her to have specifically picked that one alongside Dear Reader and Bigger Than the Whole Sky, which I think is one of the reasons that we struggled so much with Dear Reader, because we said it's hard to hear someone that you respect go through those types of feelings and how you can resonate with them. It's hard, like, times two. And obviously You're Losing Me, it's hard
and
to
then
see.
My Tears Ricochet, like, this is a intense old playlist.
Hoax being here is also very interesting. I think Hoax is an extremely intricate song. It has so much going on in it that I don't even know, like, when Taylor described it in the Folklore Long Pond studio sessions, she said there's so much intertwined in it, like, it's feelings layered from different situations. And I think that perhaps this is the album coming up in which she realizes where very specific feelings came from for that song, and perhaps even revisits them.
I feel like that song, it's almost quite hard to understand what she's singing about, because I feel like she's singing about, like, three things and three very different emotions, because, you know, sometimes it's like some elements are kind of a love song, some are kind of like heartbreak or dealing with, like, being kind of let down or, you know, mistreated, and it's quite hard to kind of work out where the emotion is and what really the song is kind of singing about. And yeah, and I think that is because maybe depression is kind of laced throughout all of those feelings of, you know, love and kind of anger and stuff. And I think that was a really interesting pick to put it in here, and it kind of helps maybe understand what the core emotion is of that song, and sometimes it might be quite hard to work out.
And then of course we have the crown and jewel of All Too Well in here, the heartbreak song, right? It's the one when you're in the pits. Yes. Really. Yes. Although I think it's interesting because the added lyrics from the 10-minute version, I definitely do think are very much laced with anger as well.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, especially the second half.
But I think that obviously comes with All Too Well, seeing things in hindsight rather than being in the moment writing it. Original All Too Well, I mean, you can see by the way that she performs it very differently as well. Original All Too Well,
yeah,
in 2012, 2013, you know, she's in the trenches.
She was at Gin Tears, yeah.
And it makes a lot of sense that it's in this playlist. We Were Happy is there. And then we have Last Kiss.
Had to be on there.
Yeah.
But again, if that wasn't on there, that would have been a travesty.
It's All Too Well's little baby sister, to be honest with you. So, and again, we have to point out the pick from, which is a bit of a wild card pick, because it's not.
Yes.
It's not from an album. Carolina is here.
Yes. I was slightly surprised by that because I don't know if depression was something that I associated with it. It's almost, I don't know, for me, I've just always found it like kind of in a similar vein to No Body, No Crime. It's the kind of this murder song, isn't
right,
it?
Right, yeah, because so it's attached like, to what
suspicious
it's attached to.
And, yeah. So I was slightly surprised by that, but I can kind of see it. But it wouldn't maybe have been one that I would have outright chosen.
Right. It's interesting how she added this one. And I think the only way that I can really explain it is that if we go back to when she released it, she did kind of describe it as she was able to resonate with the feeling of loneliness and
an outsider.
Feeling like an outsider, feeling very ostracized. And then if we look at the story, it is someone who is literally left to her own devices. It's her against the world. So perhaps that's something to think about. Finally, we have Acceptance. And this one is interesting because she added as the title that goes alongside this one, instead of one of the lyrics that she teased, because obviously we only had four, a title of one of the songs. And she picked out I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, which is interesting because it also gives us perhaps some insight into what that song is going to be about, which makes me want to hear this song even more. As she said, I'll read the quote out. She said, "We finally find acceptance and can start moving forward from loss or heartbreak. These songs represent making room for more good in your life, making that choice, because a lot of times when we lose things, we gain things too." The album that we have the most songs on this playlist from is Evermore. So I think you already know.
Which is very interesting because we have said so many times that
yes,
we feel like Evermore is it's kind of closing the chapter, isn't it? It's looking at the endings and kind of moving on from them. So this was very like, it kind of was like gratifying that like we have constantly described Evermore as that, and this is the one that's the album that's featured the most, and often the songs that we've described as being like that are in here. So that was kind of like, okay,
yes,
we saw the you know,
yeah, we were
the
there, we saw the intention. Yeah. I'm so glad you pointed that out. So this playlist includes You're On Your Own Kid, Midnight Rain, Labyrinth, The One, August, Invisible String, Happiness, Long Story Short, Closure, Evermore, It's Time to Go, I Forgot That You Existed, Daylight, This Love, Clean, Now That We Don't Talk, Begin Again, Innocent, Breathe. Talk about all of my favorite songs on a playlist.
Yes, I was gonna say this is a pretty solid one for you.
Yeah
this is pretty solid.
Love it. You're On Your Own Kid, obviously it's become such a staple for I guess Taylor and us really, and the tour, so it's amazing to be on there. Midnight Rain, I guess sometimes we all get what we wanted, and sometimes that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
You lose things and you gain things. She gained a lot.
Yeah, so got what he wanted.
Labyrinth, again, that last performance of her singing it. You know, I thought the plane was going down. How'd you turn it back around? And the plane in the background and everything.
Goes past, yeah. Yes.
So good. What were some of the other ones that kind of shook you on this playlist?
I think Invisible String. I'm surprised that she didn't put that in, like...
Denial?
Being deluded.
Yeah,
in denial, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's because
that seemed to be the theme.
Time, mystical time, you know what I mean? Cutting me open, then healing me fine. I guess, like, the story it might be telling, perhaps, is more up in there. But the sentiment of, Gave Me the Blues, and then Purple Pink Skies. You got through it. You know what I mean? It's even August being there is a bit strange if you think about it that way, because it's very like a desperate kind of like wanting was enough. Why isn't this in bargaining? But I guess it's because in the end, you lost things for the better. August got away with it, honestly. Betty was the one who got the bad end of the deal.
I think what is really interesting with this playlist, and obviously this one being about like losing things and gaining things, is that a lot of these songs are album closers.
You're so right.
So you've got like Evermore, It's Time to Go Technically, A Daylight, Clean, Begin Again. So these are like songs that kind of close out albums, which I think is quite interesting as well. They kind of, they themselves wrap up a story, but they also kind of wrap up the album, which is interesting. But I think all of these picks, there's generally not one that I don't think. Maybe Breathe, but then I suppose it's like, I can't breathe without you, but I have
but
to.
But I have to.
Yeah, that's probably why.
The same for Innocent, but it's like, you know, time turns flames to embers. Oh god, this playlist is so good because every single one has a lyric that you can be like, yeah, it makes sense, because it's like the hope of it all. No, August, there you go, that was an accident.
Yes, well, there you are, you've explained it now.
There you go. Yes, those are all the playlists and some of like the interesting picks that she did. But honestly, you are so right when you say that she sat down and she had a proper think about this one. It wasn't just for the streams, it wasn't just for, which is understandable because that is the job of these things, it makes sense. But for the pen playlist, I think it was more like, ah yeah, this can go here, this can go there, whatever. But this one, honestly, these five playlists are so solid, and if you want to explore them, there are, I think they're a perfect way for promotion for this album. This album is it lends itself so well to this type of promotion. So now that we've gone through all of these playlists, I guess it's time to discuss our favorites, and also let us know in the comments which one of these playlists is your favorite and why, and if you would have changed any as well. I think, like we said, they're really, really solid. I am very pleased with them, and that's why I can be so certain in saying, you know, which one my favorites are, because they're really so well compiled. I wouldn't change too many things or anything, to be honest with you.
Well, the fact that we're not doing an episode having to change them.
No, we're just discussing them.
Because the fact that the previous playlist, the whole episode was around changing them, it says a lot that these clearly are good because we're just discussing rather than changing. So that says a lot already, face value.
Also, one thing that you said about hopefully that she will update these playlists, I really do hope she does. If she doesn't, then we should get on that, definitely. And also, it'd be it would be cool to compare where we would add the Reputation songs and even, you know, debut songs, because I feel a bit bad that they've been left out. So perhaps that's an idea. If you guys are interested in that for the future, let us know as well, and we'll see if we can pull that off as well. For you, I thought that your favorite was going to be Depression. I know that sounds terrible.
Yes.
That sounds really bad. Yes. But just because I know how much
I love a sad song.
Yeah, you love a sad song. You love a good heartbreak song, and it makes sense.
Being ripped out, chewed up, shoved back in, and ripped back out again. So naturally, you think Depression, and some of my all time favorites, All Too Well's in there.
Maroon is in there.
Nothing New, Maroon. Yeah. My Tears Ricochet, like generally like top tier favorite Taylor Swift songs. But I don't know, as a playlist, it was like, it's great, I love it, but it's heavy, and I don't know if it'd be one that I would actively listen to without, unless I was depressed, which I suppose it does its job. But for me, as a solid playlist and like actually got like solid songs, I'd have to go Anger. Like, that is the kind of playlist that I would generally revisit and be like, yeah, like when you're feeling kind of a bit like annoyed or you want to hype yourself up a bit. Like,
the more that we spoke about it, the more I think that playlist is really, really multifaceted, but conveys such a core feeling of anger. Obviously she's got it right, that just does pump you up so much, but you can also have your sad moments within it, like Tolerate It is right and there not, and it's like, oh, that's a bit sad.
Exactly, yeah, Tolerate It, yeah, and like even like The Moment I Knew, but they're not like miserably depressing.
No,
like,
there's, you know, there's like a little underlying
sky, I love, but it's sad.
There's an underlying Break Free and Leave Us
almost
in Ruins
triumph to them. Exactly, yeah, there's a slight triumph to them, isn't there?
Yeah.
So for me, I think Anger, because when we're going through it, I was like, oh, I feel like it's second place because Depression was still kind of, and I'm like, no, actually.
When you look at it again,
for me, this has the most replay value for me, definitely. So Anger for me. And I think for you, again, it's quite obvious what yours is.
Yeah. I mean, it's just got all of my favorite songs on there, and then also my least favorite song. But we don't speak about that.
We can always remove a song from a playlist.
Yeah, we'll just hide that one. Which maybe I should give it another chance. But no, definitely it has to be Acceptance. I do love a good hopeful song. I love a little Evermore moment. Evermore's on there. Clean is on there. Begin Again is on there. I don't know. It's just absolutely perfect for me. Midnight Rain is on there. Happiness is on there. Invisible String is on there. It's always those little songs that with just like a little touch of, yeah, I went through some shit,
they're kind of like the light at the end of the tunnel, I guess that's very much things
me.
Will get better.
I didn't realize until she put it together.
Breaking the clouds.
yeah
clearly that's you. Clearly that's the kind of songs, maybe I'm not a depressive person, maybe I'm an angry person, maybe I need to reevaluate, you know, how I view myself.
No, but I don't again, it sounds like a bit like harsh, but I don't see it in that way for you with the playlist. I see it more as in that the feeling is, again, a cathartic feeling of being able to scream those songs out, in the same way that I always used to think that the songs that I liked the most were like more of the romantic ones, but perhaps they're not. It's more of like the hopeful ones for different reasons. So that's interesting. It's interesting to see how these playlists have made us also reevaluate our relationship to some of these songs.
Which also shows their kind of just quality, I think.
Definitely.
Then, you know, because often when we do like albums of seasons, or you know, like you know, where we linked kind of how the family tree, like that helps you kind of reevaluate of how you view stuff. And often that's only when we kind of come up with a very niche topic and kind of really delve very deep into something that is very niche. But and often the stuff that maybe Taylor provides isn't, because they often don't feel very genuine, and you're like, is this, are these songs really, do they really belong here? That they don't often allow you to kind of explore that emotion and that emotion throughout Taylor's discography. But I think because these are so solid, they've allowed people, and I think these,
for better or for worse, playlists,
these playlists have like had the most reaction, I think, because they've allowed people to really like delve into those feelings, be like, oh, okay, and you know, and look at it through Taylor's discography, and they're just solid. I nothing but positive things to
again
say about these.
It's so intelligent to promote your own album with your own songs. Amazing.
Songs,
10 out of 10. I can't, what can I say? It's iconic behavior. But do let us know which one of the playlists was your favorite, why you think that is, if that surprised you, because again, for us, there were some surprising revelations. Maybe that is a core theme in the Tortured Poets department as well. Like the evaluation of songwriting itself and you know, music and how that can affect. I don't know, there's so much from these playlists that I'm kind of coming to the conclusion of that I really do hope is a real thing. And as much as we laughed about it and kind of, you know, didn't take it very seriously, the five stages of grief kind of theory has brought us one of the most interesting ways to promote an album that we've probably ever got. So thank you to those people in the end.
I was annoyed at first, but now actually in hindsight, it kind of, you know, it had a silver lining.
While we're here, we also did want to just add on that we are in the lead up to the album now, so it looks like Taylor's going to be giving us new snippets of lyrics every other day, perhaps. We don't know quite yet because we've just got the first one, which is "Crowd Goes Wild at Her Fingertips, Half Moonshine, Full Eclipse," which is very appropriate since the day that we're recording is the day that in some parts of the world there is an eclipse. Love a good lyrical teasing of songs.
Teaser, yes, always love it.
This very much reminds me of that specific moment during the Eras tour where she kind of like points to the crowd, goes around just before the man, and then she's like, I feel powerful. Interesting. What song do you think this is from?
Off air we were potentially thinking maybe Florida, or I think I also maybe said like maybe like The Smallest Man That's Ever Lived, because maybe it's like a comparison of her verse, The Smallest Man That's Ever Lived, you know, she's got all this power, the crowd going wild,
true,
and you know, I'm this, you know, big pop culture celebrity, and you know, you're the smallest man that ever lived. I don't know, but I think one of two, I think, potentially.
Yeah, I agree, and I love the feeling to it, which feels like you're coming into your own, you're coming into your power, and you realize the power that you have. And with that, we're kind of up to date for right now. By the time that this episode does reach you guys, perhaps they might be new things, but try and keep updated either on Instagram or our community tab on our YouTube. If not, then we will discuss everything and we'll basically see you on the other side when the Tortured Poets department is out, and we'll be giving our reactions, our breakdown, everything that we can in the few days after the album has finally reached us, which is crazy to say. I'm a bit nervous and a bit scared.
Yes, it's mad that, yes, the next time...
the wait is over.
The next time we kind of talk and we kind of speak to you guys is on the other side, which is just... I just feel like it's all come at once.
Yeah.
You know, like, it just feels like, oh my gosh, like, I'm not mentally prepared for this.
Yeah, we're in the last few days now, so it's... I can imagine that things are going to get a bit crazy. But anyway, we hope that you all very much enjoy the release day, enjoy the music... Let us know your thoughts, as always, either on that episode, if you can hold it in, or let us know. We're always reading you and we try and get back to you as much as we can. Until then, we hope you enjoyed the episode. We'll be speaking to you very, very soon. If you do want to, you can like this episode over on YouTube. You can also subscribe over on YouTube, which we very much appreciate. You can also rate us on Spotify or Apple Music, wherever you're listening. And also, if you do want to keep in touch with us and see when we have episodes coming out, then do follow us over on Instagram. Our handle is at Swiftly Spoken Podcast.